T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the things I love about being here every day between 10 and 2 is you can make a statement and folks will check you on that statement if it's not actually correct or if there's another perspective. I mentioned earlier we're going to talk about the air quality in our area, and the American Lung Association says we get an F. And very quickly, it was brought to my attention that this is information based on 2015 to 2017, so we don't know how accurate it might be in 2019. But Rachel Filippini is the executive director of GASP. She's back once again to put this all in perspective. Welcome back, Rachel.
Thank you.
So when you heard we got an F, what was your reaction? What'd you think?
Well, I was certainly disappointed, but not surprised. The American Lung Association has been putting out these reports for many, many years, and the Pittsburgh region has ranked poorly just about every time. So it didn't surprise me, but it is certainly very concerning that we are seventh worst in the country. In fact, Allegheny County is the only county in the United States that recorded failing grades for all three of the air quality measurements that this report takes into consideration.
So whose responsibility is it to make this better? Is it a governmental issue? Is it a business, corporate? Whose responsibility is it?
It's really both, but ultimately it is the government's responsibility to ensure that the Clean Air Act is being enforced and that regulations and permits are being followed. And so here in Allegheny County, it's the Allegheny County Health Department's responsibility to ensure that local companies are following their permits and following the law, and if they're not, do something about it to get them back into compliance.
So what are the short-term and long-term effects of the state of our air? I think that sometimes people look at it like, and I mentioned this earlier, you know, that people with asthma might have a problem, but it doesn't affect the average person, but that's not really true.
It really isn't. Air pollution affects all of us. There are certainly some populations of people that are even more vulnerable, like young children whose bodies are still developing, the elderly who may have underlying health conditions, someone with asthma. But none of us are immune to air pollution. And this report looks at two pollutants, ozone and fine particulates. Both of those pollutants harm respiratory health. But when you consider particulate matter, it affects just about every part of your body, from triggering of asthma attacks to heart attacks, strokes, various cancers. New research looks at its effect on dementia and diabetes.
And when you talk about that, I'm guessing a lot of this is something you may not even be aware of, you being an individual, not you personally, Rachel Filippini.
Right. I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, back in the 1950s, that was when we had really poor air pollution, but we're so much better now. And of course, as a nation, we have made drastic improvement to our air quality. But certain pockets of the country, including the Pittsburgh region, continue to have very poor air quality that impacts public health and impacts your quality of life. I mean, if the air is polluted and there's something smelling in the air, that means you're not going to be able to have your windows open and on a nice evening. If you fear going out and, you know, going for a jog or sending your kids out to play because of the quality of air, that affects your quality of life.
So it was, as I mentioned earlier, it was brought to my attention that this study was based on 2015 through 2017. Do we have any reason to think that 2019 looks different?
So this report always takes in 3 years worth of data into consideration, so we're always a little bit behind because they want to make sure that data is quality assured.
Mm-hmm.
So the next report that comes out in 2020 will look at 2016, 17, and 18. it's who knows what that will show. I can't say for sure. It could show some improvements, but it could show that we're still lagging behind many other parts of the country in terms of air quality. I wouldn't want to guess at that. Keep in mind, though, that we had a condition earlier this year where the Clairton Coke Works, there was a fire, and their sulfur desulfurization unit was offline for several months. There were a lot of air pollution problems in the Mon Valley and, in fact, throughout the region because of that. So it'll be very interesting to see what the data shows when 2018 and 19 are included.
Indeed, we'll stay on top of that, and I'm sure you will as well. Rachel Filippini, Executive Director of GASP, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.